Up. And I'm going to talk to you this morning about now that he is possessing the gate of our enemies, let the power of his faith commence.
Amen.
Let the power of his faith commence. Now that he is possessing the gate of our enemies, let the power of his faith commence. On Thursday, we talked about God exchanging a gate for a gate. That as we come to the post and to his gate and reach the post of his doors, that God would make an exchange. The gates of hell would be exchanged. And he said, if he exchanges the gate of hell, that he would also exchange the post. And he would change what that means is he's changing the characteristic. Let me just show you from Thursday and then we'll get into today's. We'll cross over right into today's, but they both go together.
Amen.
It says in Genesis chapter 22, verse number 17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. It says thy seed, God is speaking to Abraham, talking about Christ. Christ would come and possess the gate of his enemies. When we meet him daily at his gates, he possesses the gate of our enemies. And if he possesses the gate of our enemies, he possesses the post as well. We remember that the post signified the strength of the enemy. He, in essence, exchanges character, the character of Satan that has been over your life, and he gives you his character. That's what it means to possess the gate of his enemies. And what it means to possess, it means to occupy. This is what he's doing for us, that when we're meeting him at the post of his doors, according to Proverbs chapter 8, we also have discovered that in Proverbs 8, it describes in totality the faith life, that this is the just living by faith. We're pressing our way to the post of his doors. Why? We're picking up his temperament. And that is what constitutes walking by faith.
Amen.
That we walk in the temperament of our God. We walk in his method and his way of doing things. If you can hear me okay, just say amen.
Amen. Amen.
So to possess means to occupy. What he's doing there for you is he's occupying by driving out previous tenants. Mm-hmm. He's and possessing in their place. So he is taking the place of the old characteristic, because that's what happens at the post. The characteristic of a kingdom is revealed. The characteristic of Satan and his kingdom is at his gate. And the characteristic of Christ and his kingdom is at his gate. So when we come to the post of his doors, though we may be heavy laden and we may have some of the characteristics of Satan and the way that he moves and how you get into fear and doubt, unbelief and all that stuff, those are not the characteristics of the post of Christ. Mm-hmm. So when we come, there's an exchange made. God makes an exchange through Christ. He makes an exchange and he drives out the previous tenant, the previous mannerism that you might have been living in outside of the lines of true and authentic faith. And what God does is at the post of his doors, he makes an exchange. And Christ doesn't just give you his characteristic, and I love this, but he also is taking the characteristic that you came in on. It also means to possess, means to rob, to seize, to inherit, or to expel. One of my favorite definitions in all of this is to impoverish. He takes away the resource, the strength that Satan had to kind of cause you to act a certain way, the way that you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. God is making an exchange when you reach the post of his doors and you start to lean on his temperament. You start to imbibe his temperament. There's an exchange being made. And because of this exchange, because of this, God is saying from here, we can commence in the power of faith. We can commence in a manner that we've always learned, but we missed key components. We missed the component of changing out into his characteristic. And we're going to talk a lot about that today. So we learned on Thursday that when we are at the Lord's gates and post, he will possess the gate of our enemy, meaning there is an exchange of gates. He drives out the previous tenant and occupies it for himself. He flows with the scripture that says this, the kingdom of this world, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. That's what happens at his gate. He possesses Amen. The kingdom, the way the world was instilled in you, he possesses. He takes back and he expels it. He causes it to become impoverished. And so and that's what it describes in Revelations 11:15. So that I'm bringing the kingdom of Satan, which I've been behind in so many areas of life, behind the gates of hell. And I'm bringing that. And he's possessing it. So the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ, the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. When we reach the gate, he takes possession of the old way of doing things.
Amen.
And stamps it with an authenticity on how to function, Amen. On how to win. And when the temperament of the Lord settles in on us, he's giving us full access to walk in the power of faith. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Amen.
So now, this is the place of exchange here. This is where it is. He exchanges his character for the character of our flesh and or Satan. Now we have rights to truly flow in the power of his faith. And you're going to see something. You're going to see that you've been operating and we've been operating from behind enemy lines. We really have. And it hasn't really brought much manifestation or much of the revealing of the kingdom in our lives. It hasn't brought all the time the results that we have been looking for. And we're going to break the mold and cycle of every so often receiving victory and come into a constant and consistent place of walking in kingdom victory. It's time. And so we talked about on Thursday as well, the gates of hell. This is where we get this from. The gates of hell shall not prevail. It says in Matthew 16, verses 15 through 19, he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And then he says this, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. When? When is that going to happen? When he exchanges a gate for a gate.
Amen.
Then he gives you the keys to his gate, to come into his kingdom. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now you have a power source and a place of authority. When there's been an exchange from temperament to temperament, from character to character, now you stepped into the place of where you can utilize the power of his faith. Unfortunately, we've tried so often and for so many years to exercise binding and loosing because that's what we were taught. And we taught that a bunch of words put together, and as we can articulate what they said to articulate, we felt as though it would move mountains. But in essence and in truth, you've been in the wrong place at the wrong time. You've been trying to do it from beyond or behind enemy lines, and that's not the place where God's power source flows from. We're going to learn today that when we step into the characteristic of Christ, we step into the temperament. Not only do we step into the temperament, but we also step into the right realm of where his power really is.
Hallelujah, God.
It's not just the temperament, but you shift your zone. You shift the place in which you're functioning from. No longer are you behind the gates of hell trying to utilize words that you've learned about, trying to push things and cause things to happen. Let me tell you something early, and you're going to see it in a moment. Satan does not divide against Satan. So if you're standing at his gate, you're standing at his post, I'm trying to tell you something. You'll never function in power. You'll never be able to. You may be saying the right words, but power's not being released because of the fact that you're still oftentimes found in the wrong temperament. Saying the right things, but saying it from the wrong gate. Here we go. So we learn that the gate, the word gate means a vast prison in the wall. This is why I say we've been speaking from behind enemy lines. We've been speaking from the wrong gate. We've been speaking, but still leaning on the post of Satan's doors, meaning in his temperament and in his characteristic. You see, most of the time we have tried to operate in faith. I'm just reading the note to you. In the past, we were doing it from the wrong gate, or should I say from the wrong character. We have been trying to function in kingdom principles, but have been in the wrong kingdom. I'm just telling the truth. Don't get angry with me. It's still the truth. The characteristic in which you're walking in will determine the kingdom in which you're flowing in. I'm going to say that again. The characteristic in which you walk in will determine the kingdom in which you function in. And that's just the truth. And that's been the problem. That's been the problem with Christianity and the way we flow and how we don't see the power of God like we should. We got the right words, but the wrong temperament, the wrong gate. So the gates of hell continue to prevail. Let me show you further. Here's confirmation. Character. It says here in the note, whosoever character you're in will determine whose kingdom you're also in. Watch this here. You may have the words of the kingdom of God, but you don't have the backing of the kingdom. Watch this in Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 28. It says, then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and the dumb spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom, listen to me now, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Verse 26 says, and if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Verse 27, and if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. Verse 28. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, by the mind of God, by the temperament of God, watch this, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. In other words, the reason why we haven't been moving things is because really and truthfully, we haven't been in the Spirit, which also means mindset. Characteristic, because and when you're in the wrong characteristic, you're moving in the wrong kingdom. But Jesus said, if I cast them out, it's impossible. Satan himself isn't stupid enough to divide against himself. So while you're behind enemy lines trying to move and trying to push the word of God, it's not moving because you're in the wrong temperament. You're in still the temperament of Satan. It's kind of a recess place. You got the right words, but you're in the wrong place. And because you're in the wrong place, Satan is not going to divide against himself. So devils don't move knowing that you're still imprisoned. Situations don't change. Healing doesn't flow. The benefit of kingdom, the kingdom of God, does not manifest. Jesus said, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then watch this, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Temperament determines kingdom.
Amen.
It determines which kingdom you're really trying to function from. And you have to understand, child of God, that you can't function. You cannot function in kingdom authority which means the name. The word name means authority. You're trying to use the name and draw authority from the name, but you can't. You can't function from the name because the name also denotes his character, which we'll look at in just a moment. So the reason why the name of Jesus isn't pushing demons and bringing manifestations of all kinds, endowments, is because you're still situated. I'm going to say this and don't tell. I'm not telling you that you're not saved. I'm not telling you that you don't have the promise of eternal salvation. I'm not telling you that. But I will tell you that the power of the kingdom is not moving through our lives like it should be because we're still not positioned in the right temperament. That's why we are coming to his doors and why we're leaning on the post, leaning on his character, waiting for the exchange to be made. But Jesus said, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Here it plainly shows us Amen. That being in the temperament of Satan won't bring the power of the kingdom of God into play. Satan will never divide against himself. You can only operate in the power of faith, the faith of God, from his temperament, which really denotes his kingdom. Let me give you a little bit from Philippians 2 and 9 and verse 10. If you're with me, say amen.
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 Philippians 2, 9 and 10, it says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name, watch me now, which is above every name. Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, should bow. Does anybody say should? See that word should? It should. God Almighty, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. See, we carry this name and we've been trained to use the name and we have been trained to use it. But unfortunately, the name isn't just, I'll read the note to you. The name, it isn't just five letters that make up a word, everyone. Just because you know the name of Jesus doesn't mean that you walk in the power that it has, because the word name does mean authority or does mean character. Watch this now. But it says here in Philippians 2:9, wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Watch this. Watch this. Now, you think just because you have the name that you can move in the power of faith. That's not always the case. All right. The word above means superior to. It means beyond. Now you have to take the fact that the name is superior to every other name, which is true. We have that understanding. But watch this. The name is not just superior to, but it also denotes a place. The word beyond means on the far side of. Watch me, prophetess, if you're on the line. The word above means on the farther side of. Or the word above means on the other side of. God, help me, Jesus. The word above denotes a place. It doesn't just denote the superiority, but it denotes the place of where the name is. It's on the other side. It's not here in carnal realms. It's not here in the earthly realm. No. But the power of God flows when you put on his temperament, which denotes you walking in his kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
The name, the word above means superior to. Yes, we know that. And we try to function with the understanding of his name being superior to sugar diabetes, superior to high blood pressure. His name is superior to blindness, deafness, even death itself. His name is superior to poverty. Yes, we understand that. So we try to use the name with an understanding of superiority. But we don't use the name where it denotes the place of where his name is truly located. It's not here. So first we need to understand that the name of Jesus, again, is not just five letters that make up a word. The name of Jesus is his character and the place where his character resides. So wait a minute. So if I'm going to use the name, I have to be in his character, which then brings me to the place of where his power is flowing from. Jesus. If I step into character, his temperament, I also step into the place of where his name is above everything else. If I'm found at the wrong gate using his name, things won't transpire. I'm reminded of a story, it just came to me, of the Sceva and his seven sons. When they came, they said, in the name of Jesus in whom Paul speaks, we adjure you, you demon, you come out of him. And I love this. And the demon looked at them and laughed and jumped them, stripped them naked, and they ran out the house that they were in because they had no power or authority. Though they had the name, there was no power nor authority in that name. I love telling that little piece right there. Because it really and truly denotes that I also must be attached. If I'm in the name, I have to be in the place where the name has power and authority. It's in the kingdom of God, people. Don't get me wrong. It has power and authority outside of the kingdom. But if you're not in the kingdom, you're found behind the wrong gate. That name won't get it done. You can't move in the power of the faith of our God in the wrong gate. Okay. Further confirmation. You still with me?
Amen.
Amen.
Further confirmation in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 45 through 50.
Amen.
It says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth. He's earthy. We've read this. This is old story. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Watch this now. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, watch this image or characteristic of the earthy, we shall also bear the image or characteristic or temperament of the heavenly. This is what he says in verse 50. This is rounded off right here. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. So if I'm not in the temperament of the heavenly, then I can't move and inherit. The word inherit means I can't become a partaker. I can't bind and loose like I want to. I can't speak to mountains and call them out and say, be removed, if, though I have a desire that take place. But I'm in the wrong temperament. I'm in the wrong character. I'm in the earthy disposition. I have to bear the image or the characteristic of the heavenly. So now I can move mountains. Now I can walk in the power of his faith. Now I can change things. It's from here. And God said, because you guys are coming to meet me at the post of my doors, hear me, TGM, because we're coming there to put on his temperament. He said, now commence in the moving of the power of my faith. Now start moving in the power of my faith, because you've transitioned from temperament to temperament. There's been an exchange of the gates. You're no longer behind the gates of hell. You're no longer desiring to stay in the same old temperament that you always were in, but now you're allowing salvation to come by way of faith. Because I'm exchanging this here. You have the authority and the endorsement to move in the power of my faith. You see, it says, now I say this, brother, that flesh and blood, wrong temperament, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. My goodness, how powerful is that? How powerful is that? You want to be a partaker in the things of the kingdom. You want to be a partaker in moving in the exploits that the kingdom has to offer. You want the commonwealth of the kingdom. You want the military of the kingdom on your side. You want the wealth of the kingdom. Well, if you're going to become a partaker, then you're going to have to take off this here, and you're going to have to make this exchange. You're going to have to reach the post of his doors. Lean on his temperament. I mean, lean with a propitiated force. Let that exchange come into your mindset. Allow it to overtake you. Allow his temperament. And from here, start to speak the words. You learned a long time ago how to function in what you thought was true faith. And we were taught well that we would speak the word of God over our circumstances. Only thing I'm doing for you today as your apostle, as your pastor, the only thing I'm doing today is changing your position. I want you to speak the same words, but I want you to do it from behind the right gate.
Amen, God.
That you can see the manifestation and we can see the results. I've been exercising this. And I've been really moving in this, and I'm starting to see tremendous results. I'm talking physical results. I'm starting to see the Lord move. And I know when I'm not in the right temperament, and I'm feeling after to see if I am or not. Again, he taught me this on another subject, but I won't even open my mouth to waste words if I know I'm not at the gate of my King. If I know I'm not leaning on the post of his doors.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
It's kind of difficult that after you watch TV all day to get up and bind and loose a circumstance. Thank God television wasn't in Daniel's day because the lions might have had a feast on him. But Daniel only knew the temperament of God and he was prepared in the moment. That in that moment, you're standing in God's temperament. You're standing in the endurance of the ox without mistakes. You're standing in the vision of the eagle, in the humility of man. You're standing with the power and strength of the lion. It's from this gate that we have power. It's from this gate we have endorsement to move. I go a little bit further. If you're not at the post of his doors, which denotes being in his character, your faith isn't his faith, and it carries no power. I'm going to make that real plain for everybody to hear. You don't have to chill with me no more. As the days go on, you can go on and find another teacher, but I'm going to tell you the truth, and I hope you can accept it. If you're not at the post of his doors, which denotes being in his character, your faith really isn't his, and it carries no power. You'll never be a partaker of his kingdom. You'll keep going in the same circle of insanity, doing the same thing and wanting and expecting different results. It'll never happen. I'm here to tell the whole truth today. I believe Evangelist Benita was declaring and decreeing for this to take place. And she was right on point because that's the kind of message God put in me. It's cut and dry, everybody. If we're at the wrong gate, trying to function from behind enemy lines. No. We let him possess the gate of our enemy. Then we function. Jesus. Breaking the pseudo faith cycle. And I'm about to close, and this subject is just now opening, though I'm about to finish up. This subject right here, we're going to sit in for a minute because we're going to really, really saturate and really experience. This has been my quest for everybody that doesn't really know me. This has been my quest, is to know him and the power of his resurrection, to truly know him and experience all that he went through. What good is it, people of God, that Jesus died a brutal death, the most brutal death in history? What good is this? And we never experience the power that's supposed to come out of it. His death would be in vain if we don't ever experience it, from salvation to success. So it's up to us to break this pseudo faith cycle, And I'm just going to make it real easy. In Galatians 5 and 16, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." And this one word walk will confirm all that I spoke on just now in one word. The word walk means to walk at large, as especially as proof of ability. It also means to make due use of opportunities. The word walk means to make due use of opportunities. What am I saying? God is giving us an opportunity to see absolute success and absolute salvation. The revelation of the rhema coming out of Proverbs 8, waiting and watching at his gate, and waiting at the post of his doors, waiting for what? The exchange of temperament. We have to, if we're going to walk in with the blessing here, is that if I'm going to do that, that denotes me walking in the spirit. My flesh now dies off here because I'm making due use of opportunities. It just kind of means being a doer of the word you're under, being a doer of what you're learning. I'm making due use by going to the post of his doors, waiting, and I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the line, waiting for the exchange of gates. Him bringing me from behind enemy lines and bringing me to the post of his doors. And then he possesses the characteristic in which I came in. I might have come with a little bit of unbelief. I might have came with a little bit of fear. I might have came even after sin or something that caused me to miss the mark. I might have came in the wrong disposition, but what I'm doing here is I'm making due use of opportunities because I'm waiting for the exchange of temperament. I'm waiting for my endorsement to open my mouth in true faith or in the realm of faith. That when I put on his character, I also walk in the place that he's residing in. Where angels hear now the voice of the word, they hearken unto it. Now they begin to move, and I begin to deploy them. I begin to move supernaturally from here. I'm not behind the enemy line anymore. I'm not in his temperament. I'm not in his mindset. I'm not there. We call this propitiation in the past, and yes, it's still a stamp of what it is, but you're adding to propitiation now the full temperament of our God, not just the ease of guilt because of the things I missed. No. But now I'm adding to the totality of it, the temperament. The characteristic. Now I have endorsement to walk in the power of his faith.
Yes, God.
And that's what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about seeing where now I can open my mouth and say unto the mountain. Why can I now? Because I'm saying it from the kingdom of God. I'm not saying it from an earthly realm. I'm saying it from his temperament. I'm saying it from where he resides. You have to press past self. You have to seek the opportunities that the Rhema word is giving us. You have to seek the opportunities that Rhema is presenting. This is how you'll break the cycle of the pseudo faith life, that fake faith life. Yeah, it feels good. It feels really, really good. It's something really powerful. It brings an instant manifestation, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. But you start to see the manifestation of a thing right as you're speaking it. Jesus said it like this. He said, what in the world's the difference if I tell you that your sins are forgiven or to take up your bed and walk? What is the difference? In other words, when I'm manifesting forgiveness on you, when I'm bringing you into my temperament, there's obviously forgiveness that's flowing for wherever you might have missed the mark. And now what's the difference? You can see my power. You can see supernatural. You can take up whatever your bed of affliction was, whether it be financial, physical, whatever, mental, whatever. You could take it up and you can walk out now. See, you're endorsed here to use, the power of his faith. If you're still with me, just say amen.
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 We're endorsed here. So now, well, to walk in the spirit, it just means, look at this. It means it especially as proof of ability. When you're seeking proof of his ability, you're walking in the spirit. when you're making due use of opportunities, when you're getting to the post, because you know there's opportunities for things to change. You're walking in the spirit. It says here, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It says, and you shall not. Why? Because you can't walk in two kingdoms at one time. You can't walk in two temperaments at one time. I'm going to say this. There is no schizophrenia in the realm of the spirit. You're either one or the other. Jesus said bitter water and sweet water can't flow from the same fountain, or salt water can't flow and fresh water can't flow from the same fountain. It's either or. It's impossible. And so when you make the decision to put on the full temperament of our God, you're saying you're making due use of opportunities. Now flesh is being destroyed. Manifestation is starting to come forth everywhere. Because now you're speaking from the right gate. So you have to press past self. You have to seek the opportunities that the Rhema word is giving us. This is how you're going to break the cycle of pseudo-faith life. The pseudo-faith life, walking in the spirit, is simply making due of the opportunities that God has presented to us. Do this and the flesh dies. Do this and then you have his endorsement to walk in the power of faith. You shall say unto the mountain. We're going to talk about that next week. Holy Ghost note here. It says, all the years of trying to operate in true faith is about to pay off. We have been trained well on how to speak to situations and change them. Now that training will yield results we have desired. Mountains will be removed just as he said they would. This year is a mountain moving year, for we will function from his gate and his doorpost, his strength and his might. We're going to function from the power of his faith here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, God.
We will function from the power of his faith.
Thank you.
See, this morning the declarations went up and the prayer went up. And it's beyond just the ease of mind now. We love propitiation. We love it. We love the word. I fell in love with it when the Lord first taught it to me. But I'm understanding the depth of what it really is as well. And the core of propitiation would absolutely be his temperament. The reason why my mind goes into ease is because there's an exchange of temperament. We've been all around it. We've been sniffing the flowers. We've been so close to it. But God is giving precise insight and understanding to us now. He's giving us what we truly need to understand, because he's making he's laying I don't want to say a foundation, but he's creating or revealing a kingdom that if we lose sight of it, we know how to get back to it. And it's not just so he's laying out precise directions. That if you slip from it, I'm telling you, you'll be able to come and get back to the post of his doors, and you'll feel the exchange, and then you'll know that you're behind the right gate to begin to open up your mouth. It's a little bit deeper than what we've learned, but yet it falls right on line of what we've been learning.
Amen.
He's just, I'm telling you, we use the word framing it out. He's putting a beautiful frame on a beautiful picture. And with this frame, the power, the frame sustains the picture. And so this is going to sustain us here. The Lord said to tell you today, and this is real talk, real simple. He told me to tell you. He said, this is it. Now that he is possessing the gate of our enemies, let the power of his faith begin. Let it commence. Let it commence. If you're letting him purchase and possess the old characteristic, if faith is moving unto salvation, then let the power of his faith commence. You're in the right place at the right time. You truly are. You're right where you belong. Jesus. You can open your mouth from here. You can speak from here. You've inherited the kingdom. You are partaker of it from here. It's from here that you're going to win. Only from here. Let him make the exchange with you even right now. I feel it for some of you. Let him exchange a gate for a gate. Let him exchange. First of all, do righteous judgment and ask yourself, am I behind enemy lines? Am I behind the line of my enemy? Or am I at the gate of my enemy? Or am I at the gate of Christ? Am I leaning on the wrong post? What characteristic are you in? Like I said to you before, yeah, you have the right words, but right words and wrong temperament don't get it done. It won't get it done. Are you letting him possess the gates of his enemies that are in you? Are you letting him? Boy, I'm getting so good at it. I sit there and I say, there's still a smidgen in there that I did not give you. There's a side to all of us. Don't get mad at me, but this is how deep it goes. There's a side to all of us that we act like Ananias and Sapphira. We act like it's this much, but we hold back some. We hold back some, but yet we want the full freight. But yet we're holding back some. It's no time for that. If you're going to sell it, sell it. Yes. If you're going to let them possess it, possess it. Don't tell them it's this much and there's really that much there.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Don't play that game. Not now, because he's trying to give you his kingdom. He wants to give you the totality of his person and his power. Don't hold back anything. Let him possess it. Oh, you can have my soul, but on my terms. I want salvation, healing, success, and all that, but on my terms. I ain't going to give up everything. No, no, no. Yes, you are, because that's what it calls. So you might as well go ahead. Let him possess it. So I say, there's still a part of me trying to hold back here. There's still a part of me trying to hold back here, trying to leave the door open, trying to keep the crack of the window there, trying to, no. Possess it all, Lord God. Possess every, and I sit there at the post of his door until his temperament comes over me entirely. And I sit and I sit and I wait. Then he starts to give me words. He starts to give me rhema. The more rhema I get, the more I can release.
Amen. 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 Amen.
The more I release to him, the more I give over for his possession. It's like you selling somebody your house, but you still live in the attic. No, you got to move completely out. You've done sold it. If you say, Christ, I'm Christ, I'm not my own, then get out. Get out. The Holy Spirit wants to stretch out. He doesn't want to be put in a corner. He doesn't want a portion or a part. He wants the entire inward you. He wants all of that. That's all his space. Get out. Kissula roho fumare cufari.
Sukulo ne manania satala. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift those hands, everybody. Lift your hands.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift your hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now that I'm possessing the gates of my enemies that are still in you, go ahead and walk in the power of my faith. It's from here you shall say unto the mountains, it's from here that you shall curse the sycamine trees. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. It's from here you shall prophesy wellness to your own life. It's from here that all the words that you speak will become yea and amen, just like mine. It's from here that all my promises are yea and amen. It's from here that my kingdom will manifest. It's from here you'll cast out devils. Oh, it's from here that you'll be trained, and I mean trained well, to lay your hands on them that are sick. You won't lay hands from behind the wrong gate. Demons will tremble because you're at mine. Yes. It's from here you'll make your way prosperous and have good success. It's from here, even all the seeds that you've sown financially, if you speak over all the seeds that you've sown from behind my gate, I'll bring life to the seeds that you've sown. I'll change your financial disposition. Speak life from behind my gate. Even to the seeds you've sown, I'll transition them to the ground of the kingdom. Because some of the seeds you sowed from the gates of hell, from behind the enemy lines. But I will pluck up those seeds. I will put them in my ground from here. And I'll bring life to those seeds. Because every time you sow with my intentions, it should yield and it will yield a harvest. But I had to reposition you and even the seeds in which you've sown. Let the dew of heaven touch your ground now. You always were the one that determined your own harvest. So if you were in the wrong temperament, though you gave, unfortunately your harvest was blocked for the moment. But changing your temperament now will even change the position of seed sown. I will bless you. In blessing you and in multiplying, I will multiply you. And I hear the Lord say, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Glory be to God. Glory be. Some of you are really in the right place. If you just take just this moment, and again, I'm closing. If you just take this moment, just take this moment right here and begin to just prophesy. From right here, from this place here, not only are you at the ease, but you're also in the right temperament. You're in the right gate. You're in the kingdom. Now, situations that have been stubborn, speak to. Speak to them. They were only stubborn because they knew your position. They were only stubborn. They knew that you didn't have kingdom backing. You didn't inherit the backing or the military of the kingdom. And now the military of the kingdom is behind you. Trust me, when you open your mouth now, they're going to obey what you say because they see the endorsement of the kingdom, of the gates of our God. Even sickness in your body will see the endorsement of the kingdom, and it will obey. At the name of Jesus, at the character of Jesus, every knee will bow in things in heaven and in earth. At the character of our Lord, things are going to shift and change. Move in the power of his faith now from here. Go ahead and exercise it for a moment. Move in it, that at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the character of our God. Yeah. All power in heaven and in earth. Yes, right there. Speak. Woo, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Woo, yes, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Move in the power of his faith. See the difference. Experience the difference from speaking from behind the gates of hell and now speaking from at the gate in the post of our Lord. Feel the difference. See it for yourself. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Go ahead and prove it. See if it be true or not. And let me change you for the rest of your life. Let me change you for the rest of your life. Let me change your disposition of how you and I function for the rest of your life. See if it's true. See if it's true. I had this throbbing pain in my foot. Throbbing. It was throbbing for like 2 or 3 days. And it was just throbbing and just throbbing. And I began to speak like I was always trained to speak. And the Holy Spirit said, what are you doing? He said, why would you do that? He said, why won't you do it from the post? Climb to the post, get to the post. And I climbed into his temperament and I spoke. From his temperament, and my whole everything subsided. I mean, I began to speak from that place, and the pain just subsided. And God always uses me, my whole life, as his epistle. And other situations here and there, I could feel the exchanging at the post before I would go in and deal. And man, I'm telling you, it was like the message of propitiation on absolute steroids. Not only did I speak from propitiation, I spoke from temperament. Total propitiation is what I would like to call it.
Amen. Amen.
First, I let him possess the gate of my adversary, the gate of fear, doubt, unbelief, and all this stuff. I let him possess it. When he possessed that gate, boy, I went in from a realm of his faith. Experience it for yourself. Please experience it for yourself. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. That's all. Just walk in the Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. Go find out these opportunities for yourself. Amen. And you'll be walking in the Spirit. I think the scripture confirms, and I'm absolutely finished. It says, there's now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. When you're walking after, it just means you're seeking the opportunities that were revealed. There's no condemnation for those that are seeking the opportunities that the Rhema word is revealed in. Wonderful place to function from. I'm finished. I'm done right there. I'm done. Let me see who's saying.